For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team has their home opener this week. They'll host the University of Mary, fresh off of last week's 33-7 win on the road at Northern State, joined by Malik Williams, a transfer out of Northland Community College in Thief River. You are from Florida. The weather in the winter must not have been too bad that you wanted to stick around, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good for the most part.
What did you learn about the game playing at Northland?
Just like how to play in cold conditions and like different environments.
Getting that relationship, that trust factor with your quarterback is always, I mean, that's what fall camp is about. What did you specifically do to get on the same page with Brandon? Because certainly he had a lot of targets last week.
Just the time we spent together in the summer. Like, most people would have stayed home, but me and Brandon and a lot of other DeVry receivers stayed up this all summer and just put in extra work together.
You were a victim of a medical redshirt last year. What was the rehab like and how you doing?
The rehab was just getting in every day, just some stuff with my wrist, but I feel better right now and I feel good to go.
When you have a game like you had last week with a bunch of catches and a couple of touchdowns and the offense seems to be clicking, how much more pressure do you put on yourself to follow that up and have an even better night this week?
I won't say not much pressure at all, because I know that's what's expected of me from my coaches and my teammates. So the pressure I would say is to just go out and do better.
You're fast. Have you always been football fast, or is that something you've had to work at?
I've always been football fast. Just, I guess I would say, a gift from God.
Generally speaking, when you have a big win like that, the bus ride home is fun. It was a late game, and it was awfully hot. Did everybody pretty much just crash on the bus, or did you guys have some fun on the way back?
Probably like the first 30, 45 minutes, we had some fun, cheered around, talked about the game. But after that, everybody crashed out.
What's it like playing two Thursday games in a row? Football coaches and players are such creatures of habit and love that routine of playing on Saturdays. What's it been like getting ready for two Thursday games?
It's different. Like how you just said, we always play on Saturdays. So these Thursday games, night games, are just really feel like high school Friday night. So it's good to be back.
Early forecast for Thursday looks for rain. How do you personally deal with rain and wet hands and a wet ball?
Just no gloves. Probably just get some tape on the fingers and practice in conditions like today. We're going to go out and practice in the rain today so we can be ready for if it does rain on Thursday.
What do you like the most about the level of play in the NSIC?
Just most of the teams, even though we beat Northern pretty bad, but I really feel like they were also a great team. I feel like mostly all the teams in the NSIC are a pretty good team. So the aggressiveness and just the hard work from all teams, I feel, is the best thing.
What's your major?
Sports management.
What do you want to do when you're done playing football?
Just coach.
Okay. Best of luck.
Thank you.